You're listening to Dylan On Demand.
I'm Dylan Langell. Are you a big spender on payday, or are you a penny pincher trying to save as much dough as you can? For me, I'm in money-saving mode because I'm going on a vacation to Las Vegas. I'm probably going to gamble everything away, so I'm going to try and save as much as I can up front. And my name did not make the list for the top shopaholic names or the top frugal names, the people that don't want to spend their money. A survey company called OneBuy.com, they've got the info about names who spent the least and the most while shopping online in 2020. And the top names for penny pinchers going for the deals online for the cheap clearance section. For males, it's Matt. And for females, it's Emma. And on the flip side, for the big spenders, the most popular name for spending all the money online for the guys is Joshua. And for the ladies, it's Karen. So if you're a Matt or an Emma, give yourself a pat on the back. You're saving some money. But if you're a Joshua or a Karen, well, that may explain why you dress nice, but then you eat Kraft dinner for like 7 days in a row.
Country 100.7.
Everything is smart these days. Smart TVs, smart watches, smart lights, and most of the smart technology requires an internet connection. My TV is a smart TV, and I don't like it. I couldn't watch TV for 10 minutes because it'd update. Like, what is this? And here's another prime example of this should not have a smart option. Feeding your pet. There is a company that makes a smart pet food dispenser. It's called PetNet. And basically, you pour the food at the top, and then you set the time to dispense the food on your phone, and at that time, it'll dispense your cat's food or your dog food or whatever animal you got. Well, PetNet experienced some issues on the weekend, and some people returned to their homes on Monday to find their fur babies were starving. PetNet completely stopped working, which meant the dispensers didn't do their job. Do you want your dog to break into the fridge? Because I wouldn't blame old Yeller for eating the pork roast because the smart feeder didn't show up for work.
Country 100.7.
It's Langell. Dylan Langell. That's pretty much the only reference I know about James Bond and the 007 movies. I do know there is a new 007 movie coming out on April 10th, No Time to Die. The last movie, I think, with Daniel Craig as James Bond. And if you're the kind of person to watch all the other movies in a series before the new one comes out, there is a way to make some money if you're by chance a British citizen living here in the South Shore. The trend really I've been noticing in 2019 and 2020 is paying people to watch a lot of movies or a lot of TV, and now it continues with the company offering about $800 Canadian to watch all 24 James Bond movies in 2 weeks, from Dr. No, which is from 1962 with Sean Connery, up to the latest one, Spectre, which came out in 2015. And we can't do this as Canadians, which is a shame because we both share the Queen. Why can't we do it? But $800 though to watch all those James Bond movies, that's a solid paycheck, $800. But man, you'd probably be talking like Sean Connery towards the end. You'd be at the store getting a drink and you'd say, "No, shaken, not stirred."
You're hanging with Dylan on Country 100.7.